أنتم برفقة إس بي إس عربي 24.
Furusob, my father had a penny in his pocket when he arrived in Sydney. Sydney and my city and my father are Furusobis. They come from Furusob and a hib Furusob.
They walked really from Sydney to Moolumbah. I'm 81, but I still feel for my dad and grandfather, and we never look back.
نحن عايشين بأستراليا بس لبنان عايش فينا على طول.
Excuse me. It's something once you actually get there, there's just some feeling.
القصة بلشت من 110 سنين ببلدة كفر زغاب يلي بتوقع على الجهة الشمالية لوادي قديشة بشمال لبنان، مع أسعد وحسني صليبة يلي تركوا جبل لبنان عام 1924 هربا من فترة ما بعد الحرب العالمية الأولى القاسية تيستقروا بريف كوينزلاند ببلدة توومبا الريفية يلي بتوقع على بعد 125 كيلومتر من عاصمة كوينزلاند بريسبن، وبلشت الذكريات تنكتب بالتعب والشغل الصعب ب 292 جيمس ستريت.
Well, my dad married Josephine. She came from Glen Innes and they settled in Toowoomba. And they built a house where my grandfather lived. My grandfather and dad, during the war, cut all the wood for the American Army. And they used to go out very early in the morning, winter mornings, cold mornings, any day, and bring back the wood to cook the meals for the soldiers. Because dad and the grandfather, of course, weren't familiar with the English language. So they said, Tony, you do this and do that, and dad done that. Now, when he left the army, the American said, Tony, you're a very good man, but I think they gave him a truck. And from there, he went and got a contract to cart Paul's milk to Brisbane.
توني صليبة يلي هاجر مع أهله بعمر 13 سنة على أرض بآخر هالدنيا، التقى هون بأستراليا برفيقة الدرب جوزيفين. حب توني وجوزيفين أثمر ثلاث أولاد، رودني، مارفن وماري، يلي بدورهم رح يكملوا قصة التحدي.
They arrived in Sydney. They walked really from Sydney to Moolumbah, and they picked bananas and dug sweet potatoes. Came to Toowoomba and settled, worked very hard. My brother and I turned out to be two of the best farmers in Queensland.
للهجرة قصة خاصة بكفر زغاب، بلشت من أكثر من 100 سنة عام 1890، والجيل الثالث والرابع فقد أي ارتباط باللغة الأم. ورغم أنه الابن رودني ما زاروا ولا مرة كفر زغاب البلدة يلي منا انطلق أهله وجدوده، إلا أنه هيك المطرح ومنبع البدايات له مطرح خاص بذكرياته، عطفته وهويته.
Sydney and my city and my father are Furusobis. They come from Furusob in the 1920s. It means a lot to me. Our families, they came out because the Turks were so cruel to them that they didn't have any money to even buy food. And when they came here to a country like this that had plenty, they couldn't get over, you know, how good it was, and they worked very hard. They worked 7 days a week, anything up to 12 hours a day, and it took them a long time to succeed, but they succeeded.
أسعد رح يصير اسمه هون آثر، وصليبة رح تصير صليبة. ومن قص الحطب للجيش لفتح محل خضرة لتأسيس إحدى أكبر وأهم المزارع بتوومبا. والوالد توني يلي علم حاله القراية والكتابة كان بيعرف بس يمضي اسمه على تشيك مصرفي.
My grandfather and grandmother, they arrived in Australia around 1920 odd. They had two children with them then, my father Tony and my auntie Mary. My father had a penny in his pocket when he arrived in Sydney. Not too long after that, they did come to Toowoomba. And my grandmother, she pushed a pram around town and she sold, you know, haberdashery and that type of thing. And my grandfather and my father worked together and they had a big wood cutting business. They supplied a lot of wood to the army in that era. My grandfather's name was Usset, which is Arthur, and my grandmother's name was Hissany. And we had one of the biggest milk factories in Queensland here in Toowoomba. And Dad carted all the milk to Brisbane, 10 or 12 trucks a day. So Dad taught himself how to read, and he could only sign his own name on a cheque.
عائلة صليبة يلي هاجرت من أكثر من 100 سنة اشتغلت بزراعة وبيع الشعير الأسترالي الشهير بمزارع كانت تصدر الشعير وباتت اليوم تصدر الحبوب للولايات التانية.
Well, my dad only had 6 months education, but he was a very, very smart man, and he mixed very much with Australian people. Loved the Aussie culture. One day he was, and he met this chap, wanted to sell his farm. They shook hands, and he bought the farm. We never really looked back after that. Seasons were hard, some seasons were good, and Dad sent Rodney and I to a boarding school. I worked in a bank for 4 years. Dad always wanted me to go on this farm. It was only 160 acres then, though. We got about, I think, 1,400 or 1,500 acres here now. I didn't know a lot about farming, and Dad would say to me, you want to come for a walk? I said, no, Dad, there's too many stones. I don't want to get out of the car. That's how I felt, see? So he kept at me, and he said, I think, you know, you want to go on the farm? So I say, I didn't like getting transferred. So I went, and I bought every book at the primary industry department about farming. I still got them. And I learned farming from there, and I've never looked back.
ميرفن دق قلبه لزوجة من أصول أسترالية، ولكن كيف تفوقت جون بطبخ الأطباق اللبنانية وتحديداً الكبة النية؟
We used to stack a fair bit of hay. All my girls helped and all my girls knew how to work. My wife was a Mrs. Sunshine Coast, one of the best dancers in Queensland. Well, we went back to the farm and we were milking cows then. She was up in the dairy milking cows with me and helped me on the farm. Make hay, irrigation, you name it. And we never look back. And she can cook any Lebanese meal. You name it, any of them. She can make bami, beans on meat, beans ali, kibbe, any of them. It's just unreal.
Joan, how does it feel like to be married to a Lebanese?
I'm so used to it now that I would have to say no different to living with anybody else.
What did you learn from the Lebanese culture?
That all I know is they like good food and they like it a lot and often.
Joan, you're a hairdresser. Actually, you've helped a lot on the farm. What did you learn from the farming life?
The atmosphere was in is a big thing. You need the heat, but only at sometimes. You need the rain most of the time. But apart from that, it's just like living in town.
Name some words in Lebanese that you know or that you learned.
Yabaya. Yabaya. Yabaya.
وعلى عكس والده اختار توني ابن ميرفن وجون حفيد أسعد وحسني انه يرتبط بشريكة عمر وقلب من كفر صغاب. هيك الحب الأول والأرض يلي منا انطلقت قصة جدوده، وقدر حقق حلم الوالد وزار لبنان عام 2000 لأول مرة.
Because I value the principles of traditional Lebanese Christian families, because we're raised as Christians. I enjoy the closeness of family, the richness of culture. The first time I visited Lebanon was in the year 2000. It's something you really can't
Excuse me. It's something once you actually get there, there's just some feeling. The friendliness of the people, the welcoming, I just never experienced anything like it. I value their gifts they've given to us through hard work. Hopefully I can transmit that ethos to my family, to my offspring.
ميرنا رفيق الدرب توني حملت لبنان معها ورجعت لهيك البيت اللهجة اللبنانية ولغة الأجداد يلي تركوا كفر صغاب من أكثر من 100 سنة بس كفر صغاب ما تركت قلبهم استقبلتنا بكرم كبير وقونت لبنان تخيري حول عنقه.
نحن عايشين بأستراليا بس لبنان عايش فينا عطول مثل كل غير هالعالم اللي هاجرت. ما بنسى لبنان، بحب أرجع وبحب أولادي يتعرفوا على Lebanese culture to be proud يكونوا Lebanese. I'm so proud to be Lebanese and I love to show my culture to Australian where I live. عائلة جوزي the Saliba family تركوا لبنان من شي تقريبا 100 years and أكيد normal connection بس أنا جوازت توني حسيت أني رديت لهم هال belonging to be Lebanese again and كل عائلة جوزي بيقدروا الأكل اللي بعملوه وبيحبوني مثل ما أنا لأنه أنا بشوفي أني لبنانية naturally. بجرب أحكي معهم عربي وفي عندي بنتي بتحب تسمع أغاني عربي معي which is مبسوطة هيك. أنا كل إنسان بيحب ضيعته فكفر صغاب هي هويتي. أنا خالقة بكفر صغاب إن بدي ضل كفر صغابية للآخر. عندهم هيستوري بأستراليا ونحن فخورين فيها وأنا بشكرك جيتي كل all the way from Sydney هون مشان تحكي معنا وتخلينا نعبر عن حبنا للبنان ولطبيعة لبنان وكل شيء لبنيز.
شو بيقول الحفيد أندرو من الجيل الرابع عن مشوار الإصرار والنجاح وهو وعم يشتغل على نفس الأرض يلي جده أسعد اشتراها.
Having a legacy to live up to and knowing that my granddad and my uncles and all that had ran it previously, it gives you a mindset and all that to keep it going and all that each and every day. Privileged to know that all the gear they still used is still used to this day and all that. It's a constant reminder of how far it's come from those little silos to those real big ones now.
So what's your advice then, Uncle Mervyn, to all the new immigrants trying to open up to the Australian culture?
I reckon I have got the answer. And the answer is to move out of the cities like Sydney. I think they should come to a town like Toowoomba, assimilate. There's Lebanese here. I see Johnny Hannah. I wish you all the Lebanese all this to say. And they'd be a lot better off.
الجيل الأول بيشقى ويكافح، التاني بيبني، أما التالت فبيهدم. هل قدرت عيلة صليبة تكسر هالمقولة يلي كان يقولا ويرددها توني مع الجيل السادس من المزارعين؟
توني and Josephine were my mother and father. Dad wanted us to have a good education because he didn't have an education. They used to always say the first generation struggles and kicks everything off, and second generation builds on it, and the third generation goes broke. We've defied that one. We're on to sixth generation farmers, and they keep everything going today. And
وباللبناني مع دموعه يلي ما استأذنته جرب يحكي معنا لعمرتني.
Ana hib Firasob. Firasob is why I work so hard and now it's good to see my kids have taken over.
ولأنه SBS عربي ما بتكتفي تستقبل قصص المهاجرين إنما بتنطلق لعندهم وصلت على كل بيت من تومبا.
الاس بي اس عربي بيوصلنا بأرضنا بوطننا البعيد عنا، يعني بيقربنا على بلدنا.
من تومبا كنت معكم أنا بترا طوء الهندي بقصة 100 سنة وأكثر من الهجرة. شكرا لكرم إصغائكم.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.